Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. You can listen to us many ways. Spread the word that we're on digital, FM, AM, satellite, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. Hey, everybody, I'm Allison Stewart.
And I'm Rachel Martin. Coming up, the New York Giants. They had a big parade yesterday because they won the Super Bowl, if you haven't heard. We were there and almost got trampled. Okay, slight hyperbole, but we'll explain here at next. But first, let's get you caught up on some of today's headlines.
This is NPR.
The results of Super Tuesday are in, but they don't really say much conclusive. The campaign still has a way to go before either side has a clear frontrunner. On the Democrats' side, New York Senator Hillary Clinton won most of the big states, including California. But Barack Obama won more states overall and was looking towards the future.
Those Republicans are running on the politics of yesterday. And that is why our party must be the party of tomorrow. And that is the party that I intend to lead as president of the United States of America.
Over on the Republican side, Arizona Senator John McCain is well in the lead, winning more delegates than his closest rival, former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney. But Romney said he's not going anywhere.
We're going to go all the way to the convention. We're going to win this thing, and we're going to get into the White House.
Authorities are going door to door this morning looking for more victims of the deadly tornadoes that tore through the South last night. At least 44 people were reported dead in Tennessee, Arkansas, and Kentucky. The storms blew the roof off a shopping mall in Memphis, caused a fire at a natural gas pumping station north of Nashville, and shredded warehouses in Mississippi. And the U.S. military's top uniformed officer says ongoing operations in Iraq and Afghanistan are keeping U.S. forces from preparing for future threats. Admiral Michael Mullen, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, is set to testify today before the House and Senate Armed Services Committee alongside U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates. Gates and Mullen are expected to ask Congress to support a nearly $6 billion request for defense spending in the 2009 budget. That is the news. It is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.